It's Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Think about the return on investment in a cookbook club. You spend an hour making one dish, and then you get to taste many recipes from your fellow members who cooked from the same book. It's like crowdsourcing a feast in a way. Let's bring in Joe Gray. He's food and dining editor for the Chicago Tribune, has been writing about cookbook clubs. Joe, welcome to the program.
Oh, good morning, Kate. Thank you for having me.
So give us the nuts and bolts here. How does a cookbook club work?
So it's very free form. You can set it up as you like. But basically, you're picking a book and agreeing to dive deeply into it, learn it, and cook from it. And then you all get together and share your food and share what you've learned.
And when you say dive deeply into it, you're making lots of recipes from a particular cookbook.
Yeah, you're going to go into one book at a time. And the joy of it is that most of us don't really have time to cook from all the books that we buy. So as a group, you can tackle it and share the, I would say work, but, you know, more it's fun, we hope, right? And try several dishes from it all at once.
So how do you come to a consensus on what cookbook to cook from? Because everyone's got their own favorite cookbooks and then perhaps a cookbook they haven't touched. But then you're also having that investment in the people in your club because they're going to have to cook from this. So it's got to be a good cookbook. The stakes are high, right?
Right. So for our group, it's been pretty easy so far. There hasn't been a lot of There have been no arguments, and there hasn't been a lot of debate. Part of it is that we're taking turns picking, so everyone will get a chance to advocate for, I love this book, we must try it.
So very democratic.
Yes. Also, we've tended to pick newer books, so that helps us focus in on something that's new and exciting. For example, the Dory Greenspan book that came out just this fall. Even though it was new, it was in the library, and so that was easy for some of us to pick it up.
Mm-hmm. When did your cookbook club get started?
This spring, really. So we've just been at it since then, just a few months, but we've tackled four or five books already.
And what do you like about it? What brings you together with these people?
Well, these folks are all my closest friends, so it's an excuse to get together and cook together, which is a joy. So sometimes everyone's lives are so busy that you don't quite get around to it. So having a focus such as this club motivates us to, let's all get together at Lisa's house, we're all going to cook, and here's the book, and everyone's going to pick. And everyone's also a great cook in this group, so it's really a lot of fun. And most people are ambitious in making two or three dishes. I would say to your listeners, you don't have to do that. Just make one dish. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah, and then when you get together, when it's time to eat, are you really discussing a lot about each dish and talking about the ins and outs of how it came together?
Yeah, we are, because everyone's really, this is what I do for a living. You know, we test recipes in our test kitchen. We work with cookbook authors or our own reporters or our columnists, and sometimes with chefs. But this is kind of doing that with a book. And doing it for fun. So we are pretty critical because we all have pretty high standards. We're all, just because we're pretty experienced in cooking, and I think that most people would have that level of being critical because they're investing in this book and they're investing their time and the money for ingredients. For example, we really liked the Smitten Kitchen Everyday book mm-hmm. by Deb Perlman. We had some trouble with the slanted door recipes. Charles Fun's book on Vietnamese home cooking, we really had some trouble with those recipes, and we talk about them. You know, in some cases, the directions weren't written very well.
Ah, so trouble following directions. And that you said that was Vietnamese cooking?
Yes.
Yeah, and so you're really picking up on other nationalities, other food, food from other countries. Is that also an allure of a cookbook club?
It really is. The first book we chose was Taste of Persia by Naomi.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I've interviewed her before. I love that book. Go ahead.
Oh, excellent. Well, she packs in so much information about the culture and about the food, about the ingredients, about the history. It was really a joy to read it. So, as we all know, a good cookbook goes beyond just giving us recipes. So, we're looking for an experience. You know, does the person have a story to tell? And we all look for that in our day-to-day lives when we're picking a book, so finding a book like that for the club really makes it a lot more interesting.
Is there an ideal number of people in a cookbook club? Have you found the right size?
I think we have for us, for our purposes, because we want it to, this is about our friendship and about cooking together. So there's six of us in the clubs, and then with partners and spouses, we're at nine. When we all get together. And I think that's about the right amount.
Joe Gray is with us. He's food and dining editor for the Chicago Tribune, giving us tips on how to start a cookbook club, how to keep it going. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Are you in a cookbook club? What books have you made recipes from so far? Any cookbooks you would recommend? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. You know, Joe, I was surprised that so many libraries here in Wisconsin are offering cookbook clubs. Is that something that you see?
I didn't know that libraries were doing that. That's awesome. I'm embarrassed to say that it's just recently that I've realized how many cookbooks libraries carry. You know, I thought, it's probably just a few, but no, the libraries here in Chicago have so many, and they get the latest ones. The Dory Greenspan book was available almost as soon as it was released.
And so even just the nuts and bolts of having to have enough cookbooks to go around, that's one way to make sure that everyone has a cookbook to go from, is by using the library.
Yes.
So, yeah, are there any pitfalls, you think, in cookbook clubs when attending or hosting a meeting at your place?
Yeah, I think that you don't want to be too ambitious. I think that if you're tackling a difficult dish or a dish with many steps or a lot of cooking time, or if it has many ingredients, just do one. Don't try to do that. And I'm going to do some muffins. And I'm going to do a dip. The joy of
I just want to get a question in here. But should you have your dish fully prepared when you arrive, or can you expect your host to allow you to do some stuff to perhaps finally put the dish together? What about that protocol?
You should check ahead with your host to make sure that you're going to be able to, if your dish needs that last 5 minutes of cooking time or you need some assembly room or you need a blender to finish it off or a whisk, make sure that he or she has all those things or has time for you in the oven. You should have your dish pretty much done, except there are some dishes where they want to be prepared at the last minute and then served right away, or they'll be ruined, or they won't be as good. You'll lose texture, or something will be compromised. So definitely check ahead with your host to make sure.
Let's bring in Sarah now from Madison, who's in a cookbook club. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I wanted to call and share my own cookbook club experience. My friend Julia and I started a cookbook club for a small group of friends a year ago last August. And it's been wonderful.
What do you love about it, Sarah?
There's a sense of community that you get cooking with people and eating good meals with people that I really don't think you get else.
What have been your favorite cookbooks or favorite meetings?
We did the Jerusalem cookbook by Yotam Ottolenghi, which was phenomenal. We've branched out recently, and we started doing macaron baking as well, seasonally, and that's been really fun.
Oh, neat. So you're also looking more toward baked goods as well and not full-blown meals.
Yes, we decided to branch out.
I love it. I love it. How often do you meet?
We meet once a month with our cookbook club, and then the macarons we've started baking seasonally.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it. Joe Gray, any thoughts there on what Sarah has in mind?
I love the idea of adding another layer with the macaron club. That's beautiful.
So are there any really standout cookbooks you would recommend for people who are just starting out with their cookbook club? Where should they begin?
I think they should push themselves to not pick something they've already cooked from, because for me, the joy of the cookbook club is this discovery that all of you together are tackling a new book and learning from it. And we just published our favorite 10 cookbooks of the season at the ChicagoTribune.com. We published that this week. And there's a great variety here, and I would pick from those books. In fact, I would recommend the book Season by Nick Sharma. This book has been getting a lot of attention this season, and it's beautiful. He shot all his own photography. He's Indian by birth and has lived in this country for a while, and so he's adapted some of his ways of cooking to local ingredients. So I think it would be that type of book would be great.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Joe Gray is a food and dining editor for the Chicago Tribune. He's been telling us about how to start and enjoy a cookbook club here on the Ideas Network. Stay with us.